Judiciary Committee on Judiciary to order. Today is January 12th, 2011. Good morning, a few people here. Good morning, committee. This is kind of an organizational committee where we will have a motion to adopt the committee rules and a few introductory remarks from people. Do you represent Wisnet?
Mr. Chairs Barker and Krieger, I move to adopt the proposed committee rules dated January the 11th, or 12th, what is it?
12th.
12th, 2011.
Representative Wisnet moves to adopt the proposed committee rules dated January 12th, 2011. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, clerk call the roll.
Representative Nolan?
Yes.
Representative Olson?
Yes.
Representative Schaffler?
Aye.
Representative Tomei?
Excused.
Representative Wan?
Yes.
Representative Wisnet?
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Hicks?
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Garrett?
Aye.
Co-Chair Krieger?
Aye.
Co-Chair Barker?
Aye. Motion passes and the rules are adopted. Do you have any opening remarks?
I was just counting if we have, is it three attorneys or four attorneys on this year?
Very good, Ed.
Three.
And
don't worry,
we've lowered
the number.
And also,
quality went up.
We also have three police officers, so we will bring common sense back to the committee. I chaired this committee in 2005, and we made sure at that time that a gavel was given to Representative Barker and Bob Ackerman. I thought they did an outstanding job, and that process worked. We were collaborating. So I think this committee has a history of doing that and working together. I don't think there's going to be a lot of issues that we're going to have a lot of problem with as far as the two co-chairs that really disagree on issues. And if we do, we're going to talk them out, kind of following the guidelines of the co-speakers talking to us yesterday, all of us. One thing I would say is that, and it's in some of the stuff that they put out yesterday, and that's showing up for committees on time. You have people that come here to testify sometimes from miles away. And when I chaired it, and I'm going to do it this year, if you come in here 5, 10, 15 minutes late and then you ask a question that's already gone over, it's already been discussed, I'm going to stop you, I'm going to refer you to the record or our committee chair. We're not going to go back and go over things because you weren't polite enough to value everybody else's time. I do think this year that you're going to find one or the other of us maybe not here right on time, because we're going to be doing some things with Speaker Hannah or Roblin in preparation for the meeting, some questions. But there's going to be one of us here on time, and we're going to try to respect your time. But I appreciate the opportunity to work with you. Some of you I've worked with before. I couldn't believe when I got to looking. Mike Schaffler's here. This has got to be good, you know. Absolutely, you know. He's right across the hall from me. He comes into my office every once in a while, and there's a few adjectives flying, and he's going on about an issue in the morning. Got to calm him down, you know. But I think it's going to be a good committee. I think we're going to be respectful. I have always felt that this committee probably has the best staff in the building, the most knowledgeable staff. I don't want your head to swell, but it's a fact. But we're going to work together and try to do things that Oregon would want us to do and perform our duties. Thank you.
And welcome back to the people who have served on the committee. We do have a history of a committee that works together well, and we get things done, and we try to grant hearings to people that need hearings, even if some of them are not going to do a work session, but people need to get their issues out, and we've always tried to accommodate that. However, with the shortened session this time, we may do some restricting of time of testimony from people so we can get through, because if we take 2 hours for some bill that isn't going anywhere early on in the session, at the end of the session, we will not be dealing with bills that may need to be dealt with because we're going to run out of time. And another thing we've talked about before is that when people, especially citizens, come to testify before us, they come here, most of them don't know, have never been before, they're nervous and everything, and it's distracting if everybody's playing with their iPod or iPad or whatever they've got. So it's helpful if you pay attention to the testimony as it's being given. It shows a little more respect to the public that's down here. And the lobby understands how things work, but the people don't, and a lot of times they're very nervous, and especially we've had victims panels come down, and some of those are very emotional days to listen to some of the things that have happened to people. And so anyway, if we just could really pay attention to what they're saying and listen to what's being said.
Mr. Co-Chair, would it be appropriate to have everybody kind of introduce themselves or give us a little on their background and how long they've been here in this building?
Sure. Representative Wisnett, would you want to do that? Do a quick little bio.
Got time on it. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Co-chairs, if you figure out how to get started. Look forward to serving on this committee again. I've served on judiciary since I entered the building in September 2003. I called Patsy Woods up when I got appointed and says, well, what's our mission? What's our charter? And she says, who are you? And she says, but so you're a military guy coming into the building, and you're on judiciary, you must be smart. And I said, I didn't know that was one of the criteria, but look forward to working. A couple of new members that I think will be good additions to the committee. I've served on this committee under Chair Krieger and Chair Barker and Chair McPherson, the Vice Chair for two of those people. So very important committee. I would encourage the chairs two things. First, that being from the east side of the mountain with a mountain range between me and Salem, that we do make sure that any citizens that travel across get to testify. I've been in committees where we rush through and say, well, submit your written testimony, and if they drove 150 miles across the mountains to be here, I think they deserve the right to be heard, if it's brief or whatever, but to be heard. Also, I would encourage the co-chairs, as you said, we're going to have a real fast, short session. I hope we don't have to use our time and serve the citizens by talking about pens for piglets or things important like that to the state of Oregon. So I hope the chairs, co-chairs, look at the bills that they're coming before the committee. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm Mike Schaffler, Happy Valley out of Southeast Portland, House District 48. This is my fifth term. When I was a freshman, I requested judiciary, and Speaker Minnis wisely did not give it to me. And I, after watching, observing this committee for four sessions, I'm about as prepared as any layman could be. I've had it easy because when people come around talking to me about judiciary issues, I've just said, well, if Barker and Krieger or Olson are for it, I'm for it, and if they're against it, I'm against it. And a lot of that's still going to hold true. I'm not a lawyer or a cop. All the thimbleful of common sense I've been blessed with was found at the end of a shovel, which has actually served me quite well in this building. There's a lot of pun and a lot of hidden meaning in that, but that's literally found at the end of a shovel. I do really look forward to this. It's a fascinating body of work we're going to do. And I have to share my good friend from Central Oregon, Mr. Chair, and you're exactly right. I'm not interested in listening to 2 hours of testimony on any bill in any committee if it's not going anywhere. We have a lot of work to do, and we need to get to it. But thank you. I look forward to serving with you.
Thank you. I'm Wally Hicks. I represent Josephine County. Up until Friday, I was a deputy district attorney for Josephine County on behalf of the state of Oregon. I've prosecuted just about every kind of case there is, Measure 11, repeat property offenses under Measure 57 and now ORS 137-717, misdemeanors, Dewey's, domestic violence. I was the juvenile delinquency prosecutor, so I tried everything from MIP all the way up to the Measure 11s that they do. Juvenile dependency, the DHS cases. I used to do the 60-day jurisdictional fact-finding hearings for those. You name it, I've basically prosecuted it somewhere and probably taken it to trial somewhere, traffic tickets. I mean, before that, I was a victim advocate for Doug Harker Road for about a year and a half in Lane County when I was in law school. And so I do understand some of the issues that confront victims. Before I entered the practice of law, I was a Marine captain. I'm a veteran of the Iraq War. And I've had a few experiences along the way. So I'm very much looking forward to being part of this tight team.
Thank you. Matt, why don't you come back this way?
I'm Matthew Wand from House District 49, Troutdale, Fairview, Wood Village, Rockwood, and portions of North Gresham. I've been in private practice as an attorney for 10 years. 5 years in downtown Portland working on construction cases and business litigation, and then about a little over 4 years in my own practice in Gresham, and that's been the same types of cases. I very little, don't have a lot of experience with criminal law except for as a victim when I was 19, and so I have a little bit of experience with that. Judge Meisenheimer was a DA at the time in Multnomah County. He's a good man, did a great job. I asked for this committee. This was my first choice, and Representative Hicks and I both asked for it, and I'm just very pleased that we're both here and look forward to working with all of you and being a part of the team.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Morning.
Chair Barker, Chair Krieger. I'm delighted to be able to serve with both of you. I have worked with both of you on a number of issues throughout our common legislative careers. Representative Krieger and I came into the House together now 10 years ago, if that's possible. But I've never served on judiciary before. I come to this committee mostly from my business background and a concern for making sure that what we do in the state of Oregon is fair for businesses, fair for consumers, fair for regular citizens, and that's the perspective I'll take. I also have the opportunity this term of co-chairing the subcommittee on public safety for the Ways and Means Committee, and will, with Chair Barker, will serve as, and Vice Chair Hicks will serve as the liaisons between this committee and the way we budget for public safety as well. So I am very anxious for input from all of you on how we make that bridge. And thanks for the opportunity to serve with you.
How are you?
Very nice. Sorry. In this sea of gentlemen.
You got to represent somebody down there on the other end. Don't worry about it.
Carolyn and I will do our best to bring balance to the committee. You can count on us. I think we're evenly matched.
Can I speak now? Thank you.
Yes. Chair Barker.
Okay. Morning, everybody. My name is Andy Olson. I'm state representative out of the Albany area. This is my fourth term here. It's my third time here in judiciary. And I honestly think that this is one of the best committees in the building. That's why I enjoy working with it. And met some great people in the last few years that we've had and turned out some good stuff. So looking forward to it.
Chris Garrett, second term from Lake Oswego. I am a lawyer in private practice in Portland, have been there for 8 years. Before that, I did some work in New York and spent time clerking for a federal judge. And I had the privilege of serving on this committee last session and went through my hazing at the knee of Representative Olson, Representative Krieger, Representative Wisner. But we formed some great relationships, and this is my favorite committee to serve on. I look forward to continuing it.
Thank you.
I'm not going to go into my personal background. I think most of you know that. I do want to get together with Bill Taylor and my co-chair to talk about how we're going to control, it was came up earlier, the repetition of testimony by five or six people saying the same thing that takes up our time. We're going to find a way to control that. Like that big gavel he got is a good start. The other thing I wanted to bring up is the value of the lobby. They are not your enemy. They can be a huge resource for you. I used them routinely, would call them in, ask for their, some of those people have been in the building 30, 40 years, seen these same issues, you know, 10, 15 times, same with our administrator. Something I did in 2005 when I chaired it, when you had two lobby who I considered my friends, and they couldn't get together on an amendment that would help us get through the process. I always told them, I says, well, you guys get together by Monday, or I'm going to have an amendment, and that's the one that's going to go. And this year, I'm going to meet Schaffler at Magoo's. And we'll decide what the amendment's going to be. So we're going to, I think we'll get a lot of cooperation to get the right amendments.
And my personal background, probably everybody knows too, I was a policeman for 31 years in Oregon, a little over 31 years. And I've served on judiciary since I came here in 2003 session. At that time, the panel was had a pretty heavy representation from civil lawyers, and it was a really great group then. It is now. We really appreciate, we're going to need the attorneys from not law enforcement, because we deal with those kind of issues as well. And I'd echo remarks about the lobby. Somebody was at a town hall I had was criticizing the lobby, and I said they're the ones who have the information, and I can trust a lobbyist. I can always ask, what's the other side going to say, and they'll tell me, because for a lobbyist, their word is everything. If they lose their credibility, they're done. And I've relied on input from lobbyists since I've been here to help me along quite a bit. We are very fortunate with having Bill Taylor here on as our administrative counsel. He's been in the building for a long time, so people will come up and say, I have this great new bill to do this, and he can say, well, back in 85, we had the same thing, and here's what happened, and why it didn't work, and what the problems are. And so that's really where we're really blessed to be here too, as well. And it is I think Bill just took a look at some of the first readings. I think we already have 80 bills we're going to be looking at.
Mr. Chairman of the Committee, looking at the first two readings and the bills that traditionally come to the Judiciary Committee, and being conservative on those calls, I'd say yes, least 80.
At least 80 already. So we'll be busy, but we're going to, Wayne and I, Representative Krieger and I have talked about this. We're going to be working closely together to really get the time schedule tightened up, and we'll get through those bills.
Okay. Chair, members of the committee, I'm Bill Taylor. This is my start of my 13th session. I have Cheyenne Ross here. Cheyenne, if you could stand up. Unlike other committees in the House, we're more like Ways and Means staff. We follow bills from chamber to chamber. So we have basically Aaron Knox coming down. He is taking a leave of absence in Multnomah DA's office. They've been kind enough to do that for about the last five or six sessions, have someone take a leave of absence, come down and help us. They're lawyers, and every member of our staff is a member of the Oregon State Bar, with the exception of one, and that's our legal intern. Then we have Lori Brocker, who will be helping us part-time. She worked for committee last session, and she comes down during session. She has kids at home, so she's not working full-time. She's a good lawyer. Cheyenne did rules last session. She was a former assistant district attorney in Colorado, so I'm in my office. I'm surrounded by former assistant district attorneys. And then we have Drew Johnson is our legal intern. Drew worked in the staff last session and the session before. He's now in his second year at the University of Oregon Law School, and we'll use him for a lot of research, particularly since he can use the research libraries for free. Just some things that make this committee a little bit different. You are on the busiest committee in the legislature. If my numbers are correct, we will have at least 400 bills before we're through. Oh, I forgot to mention one person. We have an office manager, Anola Dujon. This is her second session as office manager. She was a committee assistant before that. She's our top sergeant. She's the one, if you want to know where a bill is, that's who I ask, okay? Feel free to call her. Feel free to call any of us on any issue. But we do have a lot of time constraints. When you are assigned a bill on the floor, you get the opportunity to explain it to your other members on the floor. We're glad to accompany you down there with that. Please let us know if you want us to. We're not going to. If you don't notify us, we're going to assume you don't need the help. I don't know how many times I've gone down there. The bills, you know, they roll it over. It takes 3 hours to get to the bill, and the member looks at me like, what are you doing here? I know this stuff. We're glad to help you in developing amendments or research, policy, anything like that. But since we work at the direction of the chair, we don't want to get between you and the chair. So if you have a research issue or an amendment, we're going to have to inform the chair, okay? If you want discretion on that, as far as an amendment, Legislative Counsel's office would be the person to go to, the people to go to. You have an attorney-client relationship with them. I have asked for amendments in bills for members and then called them up, and they won't even talk to me. I have to go to the member and then go to them. And that's protect you and in particular. One thing that's different in other committees, too, is because of the volume of bills that we have, the co-chairs determine which bill is going to be heard. I don't. What they have allowed us to do in the past, and we'll continue to this session too, is once they've made the determination to hear a bill, staff will determine when it's heard unless it rises to a major policy issue. Okay? And that's just because it's more of an art than a science. We try to package them. So, for example, if we're going to hear three bills from a ridiculous Oregon State Bar, we're going to put them all at the same time. And we're going to try to do it so they fit within the two-hour time frame. Oftentimes we guess wrong. All of a sudden 20 people show up for a bill that you don't think is the more technical than policy. So that's what we'll be doing. One other thing, congratulations for being here. I think the citizens of Oregon are lucky in having people that will step up and do this job. One thing that makes this process different, I've worked in the legislative process in Boston, I've worked on Capitol Hill. My first session, first bill up, one party got up and said, sponsors of the bill got up and said why it was a good bill. Then the opponents got up and said why it was a bad bill. And a chair leaned over to me and said, go out the corridor and talk to them. And I said, why? Just vote. Okay. And he said, no, go out and see if you can get them to agree. And I think that's the uniqueness of the Oregon process in the sense of working together. When I go to different conferences from time to time in other parts of the country, that's what other people recognize as unique of Oregon. The fact that the parties talk to each other, the DAs talk to the defense bar, the plaintiff's bar talks to the other side, and there's an attempt to work things out. What you'll find out in most bills, there'll be one or two major policy issues that matter to the sponsor. Everything else is pretty small, and those things oftentimes can be worked out.
Hey, thank you. And just to also say that we have a good working relationship with Senator Prozanski, who's the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee. They've killed a lot of my bills that I've sent over, but
going to get even this year?
Yeah. No, trying to avoid doing that. And another thing, with the staff, as they said yesterday, the co-speakers said yesterday, that the co-chair, the council works for both the co-chairs. In the case of an attorney like Bill, it's a little more complicated because of the lawyer-client privilege. But Representative Krieger and I have both said, no, feel free to deal with either of us. We don't have to both be there at the same time. We have a high level of trust established between us. And sometimes also in scheduling, we'll try to accommodate witnesses. If you have a bill and there are people that need to come from over the mountain or something, it's real bad weather or something, we'll adjust so that those people that come here will be able to testify. So anything else this morning? Okay. We'll adjourn the meeting. Look forward to seeing everybody in February.